You are my hope in the earth, saith the Spirit of grace. Depending on how far you'll go, and how much you'll press in, it'll depend on how soon and the fulfillment of everything that I have prophesied to you concerning the outpouring. But you are my hope. You coming up higher, rest assured in this, that the destiny of others, I can do nothing except through my people in the earth. There will be marriages that'll stay together or will divorce as a result of the authority of you going forward, standing as intercessors. There will be those that will come in, those that will be lost. There will be those that will be redeemed and those that will be destroyed. I do not lay upon you a burden that you cannot carry. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. For all those who inside of me choose to step over into agape, into my love, they're choosing the greater walk. For most of my body that'll come home to be with me, it'll never know the joy of serving with me and serving alongside of me. But to those who purge themselves and allow purging of their lives to go on, these are the ones that I bring up higher, and I show them the possibilities and the ability they have in me to change the future of the planet and change the future of the world around them, not just their own, but the lives of people that they will meet and the lives especially of their families. You stay weak, they'll stay weak. If you're the light of the earth, and then if you go to a place like this, where more light is increased and increases that light within you, and if the light that is in you be darkness, then how great is that darkness? What chance do they have outside of you coming to them with power in your life and showing them that power and redeeming them through your prayers? Come up higher. The greatest joy you'll ever know is knowing this, that you're being used by me, that you're laying your weaknesses aside and coming up higher into a place where I can use you in these last days, saith the Spirit of grace.